Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But this is what it takes for Christians, folks. The world is not going to like us. When we tell somebody they are sin, that flesh on the inside is going to fight because he wants to hold on to doing the junk. But why? I love my mom. She gave her the words of truth and she stood fast. And my sister told my mom she should apologize. You know what my mom said? I will not apologize for the truth.
Praise God.
Woo! She was standing. And look, she was unmovable.
Amen.
Unmovable.
The devil takes his message to the street.
That's exactly. Always. That's it. That's it. I was so proud to hear my mama, and my mama didn't tell me that because, you know, I, you know, get all upset and stuff, but she didn't move. My sister said, Mom, say, I will not apologize. I was so happy, and I thought about this verse. She was steadfast. She was quick to tell her to sin. She was unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
That's a pretty strong verse, you know, from
yes.
Mom,
yeah.
Because it says always.
Always abounding. That's right. We wouldn't have time to sin. But always abounding. I will. That's right. That's right. So we can take confidence knowing that a great change is going to take place. The Bible says this flesh must put on, this mortal must put on immortality. That means life. Forever. And it says that this corruptible, which is this flesh, must put on incorruptible. So our body right now is broken down because of sin, but this new body, sin will have no effect on it. No effect. What a body. I tell you, as we move along in this world and we got aches and pains, I tell you, we're not feeling good. But that new body, someday, he said, I'm going to give it to you. God wants us to take comfort that he will perform just what he said. God is waiting to comfort us, and he wants us to look forward towards that time. So if you know someone that has passed on, you know, tell them about Jesus Christ. Say, hey, if you want to see them again, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And you need to believe that he rose from the grave that third day. And then ask him to come into your heart, and he'll do it. Now, I wanted to read one other verse here that I think will help solidify here. And it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. We're going to hit that one real quick. Like I say, this one's not long because the Lord tells us we can just have faith in him. He'll make everything all right. Well, I'm going to start with 17.
All right.
How about that? Well, actually, I'll start with 15. How about that? How about 14? I'm going up, man. I'll read the whole thing. Every time I go up, I see another verse that catches. Let's start with 14. It says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Knowing, this is full confidence. This is no doubt that it's going to happen. It says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Listen to 16. For which cause we faint not with our current situation. We know it's bad, but we're not going to faint in it. We're not going to concentrate on the things that we can see, but we're going to look for those things that we can't see. He says that we're not going to faint, but though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.